Why is it so hard for me to see my true nature? In order to completely see through the false, conditioned image of self, or the I, there is no how-to plan or path. However, in my experience, I have discovered two so-called techniques that can be most helpful. When contemplating these strategies, what is of primary significance is to establish a sense or feeling that they are merely pointers to the spontaneous seeing of one's true nature, not actualized truth itself. As the Buddha said, do not mistake the finger pointing at the moon for the real moon. The first pointer is a contemplative one. Sit quietly and find out what this spiritual journey truly means for you. In other words, ask yourself what you really want from all this spiritual searching. Is it eternal happiness or the end of personal suffering? Is it enlightenment? Is it to save the world? Perhaps it is simply to relate in a more compassionate way with one's family, friends, co-workers, and the community at large. Whatever it is, allow the answer to unfold in a purely effortless way. The clearer the trajectory or starting point in spiritual goals, the truer the aim or ending point. Of course, the ending is already and always the beginning, which can solely exist in the here-ness and now-ness of this very present moment. The second pointer is to fully comprehend that you, as a separate identified entity, or a me, will never be able to see through the image you have of yourself. Why? Because an image is what is attempting to see through an image. Let us take an example. Imagine it is nighttime and you are in your bed sleeping and dreaming. As you fade deeper into the dream state, you find yourself at the edge of a vast precipice with no way to cross to the other side. What do you do? Perhaps you fashion a bridge out of rope and logs, or miraculously sprout thick eagle wings and fly across the forested canyon. The important implication is not what you do, but that whatever is done by a dream character. Our waking life is exactly like this, with the sole exception that if we injure ourselves while awake in the physical realm, we will, of course, suffer the real consequences. However, in the same way that a dream cannot affect reality because its substance is not actual, an image created in the mind cannot get rid of itself because its substance is not actual. Allow this truth to reveal itself to you again and again and again. Experience what you are without a you looking, and the image of self will effortlessly collapse on its own accord. As Nisargadatta Maharaj says, the mind is discontinuous. Again and again it blanks out, like in sleep or swoon or distraction. There must be something continuous to register discontinuity. Memory is always partial, unreliable, and evanescent. It does not explain the strong sense of identity pervading consciousness, the sense I am. Find out what is at the root of it.